Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual Fiscal Update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, April 9, 2020. CARES Act Higher Education Relief Funding Impact on Iowa's Public Institutions. Education Stabilization Fund, the Federal Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, H.R. 748, includes $30.750 billion for an educational stabilization fund, the majority of which is split between K-12 and post-secondary institutions. Higher education relief. Higher education's share of the funding is $13.953 billion, of which 90%, or $12.558 billion, will be allocated directly to institutions through the Title IV distribution system, quote, to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus, end quote. The allocation includes the following. The allocation bases 75% of the funding on the percentage of full-time equivalent FTE enrollment of Pell students and 25% on the percentage of FTE enrollment of non-Pell students. Students who were exclusively enrolled in online education prior to the COVID-19 outbreak are excluded from the enrollment calculation. Each institution must use at least 50% of the funds to provide direct emergency aid to students, including, quote, grants to students for food, housing, course materials, technology, health care, and child care, end quote. And institutions receiving funds must retain current employees to the maximum extent practicable. The remaining 10% of the funding is reserved for minority-serving institutions, $1.047 billion, and for grants to institutions particularly impacted by COVID-19, $349 million, with priority given to smaller institutions that receive less than $500,000 under the allocation formula and still have significant unmet need. Estimates for Iowa public institutions. The American Council on Education, or ACE, has provided a summary of the higher education provisions in the CARES Act and a preliminary analysis and, quote, simulated distribution, end quote, of how the U.S. Department of Education might distribute the funding. The table that accompanies this fiscal update article shows the amounts for Iowa's regents, universities, and community colleges. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Robin Madison, Senior Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency at 515-281-5277. To see the table that accompanies this fiscal update article, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov and open the LSA Publications tab at the top. Click on Fiscal Analysis on the left, then under Fiscal Publications, click on the fiscal update article titled CARES Act Higher Education Relief Funding Impact on Iowa's Public Institutions.